You know, before I can get to all that,
yeah, well, it was like Hector in the, at the break. He said, you should just teach about the five precepts. Yeah.
I think about what Ajahn Sumedho said somewhere in one of his books. He said, every time I think of myself, I get depressed.
Yeah. Perfect.
I'm really peaceful. I'm getting into this place now, and what am I doing? And that kind of just cuts right through to the...
Yeah.
But it doesn't get me to the place you're talking about. It's not like a deep reflection, but it's kind of a Band-Aid. And it's also sort of a motivation to take that on, because well, if that helps, then
I think that's important to recognize that, because once you pick up a little bit of it, and you realize, wow, there's real possibilities here, and so it's it inspires the mind, it really uplifts the heart, and then also sort of seeing, well, it's not, all that. I mean, it's difficult, but it's not that complicated. That's one of the things that with the Buddhist teachings, is there's a directness to it that allows us to sort of see, even though, yes, it goes against the grain, and we've got all this conditioning habits, but, the essence of it is quite simple. And sometimes one of the most difficult things for us to do is actually to choose the simple. There's a certain sort of pull or a fascination with what is a bit more complicated or